Today is the very first daf of Masechet Bechorot. How exciting. And basically we're going to be dealing with four issues in this Masechta. We already know from so many places how the din of Maaser Behima and Bechor are very deeply interrelated in the Pesukim in a lot of ways. And actually the only really important difference between them is the fact that the Baalim, the Yisrael, gets to keep the Maaser Behima, and the Bechor is given to the Kohen, and then we have either it's brought as a Korban or as a Balmum, the Kohen is allowed to eat it, give it to anybody else that he wants to eat it. So we're going to, therefore, since we have Masechet Bechorot, also be dealing with Maaser Behima. But Bechorot itself is divided really into four separate issues, three of which we're going to discuss in this Masechta. We have a din of Bechor, which has to do with the firstborn to a father, and that's in terms of Nachalot. That does not appear in our Masechta. That is a dinim in Nezikin, because it's a question of inheritance. But the other three issues of Bechor, which are the firstborn to a mother of a human, which requires pidyon, and a firstborn to a chamor in a non-human, which is exactly the same, it requires pidyon. And then the other bechor, which is not the same, which is the bechor to a coin of a behemoth tahora, which you cannot be poda, you have to actually give the bechor, which is a different din. That's a kedushas bechor, which does not apply to humans or to non-kosher bechor behemoth tmeya, which is what we call the peter chamor, bechor behemoth tmeya. So we have bechor behemoth tahora, bechor behemoth tmeya, bechor adam, and then we have bechor la'aviv l'machala, which is not part of our discussion. Yassi. So begins the Hilak of Esechta. Halokeach ubar chamoro shel avid kochavim. V'amocher lo, af al pi she'eino rashai. We are beginning, you'll notice, with the Bechor of a Petr Chamor, meaning Bechor Beimat Tmei'ah, which is a strange way you would think to begin. The Gemara gives a couple of possibilities why we do this, one of which is because it's brief and the issues we can easily get through. But you understand that there's also inyonim of Bechor as they're presented in terms of Mitzrayim that may make this something of a unique sugya that we want to begin with, but that's something that we'll wait to see him to discuss. But we begin, therefore, with the question of a ownership or partial ownership of an akum, or any non-Jew, in this animal. So suppose you make a deal, and your deal is you buy the rights to the bechor that is going to be born. So that you have no rights in the mother, but you own the mother for the purposes of keeping the bechor. And that would, you would think, be enough to be mechayev of you. However, remember that the mother is owned by the akum, or vice versa. You may own the mother, and you sell the rights to a uber, to a guy, even though you're not allowed to sell a behema gasa, which a chamor is considered to be a behema gasa, because it's usually used for work. And to use it for work is a problem because even though in this case it would be a sale, of course, what do we care if an animal works that belongs to somebody else? But a rental to a goy or lending a behemoth to a goy is osur because you have to see to it that behemtecha is shovet on Shabbat. And because of the gezerah that we're afraid that you may come to hashalar, people who see it, may come to lend or to rent out in their rent a behemah shop, and may rent a behemah gasa to a goy, that because of that, we would aser. And the chiddush over here is that all that you're selling him is, hamocher lo, you're only selling the rights to an uber. And nonetheless, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to sell the uber. Furthermore, v'hamishtateflo, somebody who now enters into a partnership on any level with a goy, or hamikabel himeno, or notenlo bekabala. Now what Kabbalah is where you make a deal. You make a deal of giving the animal to a goy, or taking the animal that belongs to a goy, and the one who is doing the mekabel, who is the mekabel himself, is the guy who agrees to take care of the animal through the time at which it delivers its vladot, and at that point they'll share 50-50 in the vladot. So that is a very good thing for the farmer, the owner, and the guy who does the dirty work gets part of the vladot. So that is a type of shutafut, but obviously it's a whole different issue. So over here, if you're mekabel it from the goy, or it's your animal, you give it to the goy. Once again, over here, you have some level of ownership of the goy. And since the pasuk tells us, kili kol bechor, biyom hakoti kol bechor beretz Mitzrayim, ikdashti li kol bechor beYisrael, mi adam ad behema li yiyu, note that it stresses kol bechor beYisrael. And that kol bechor beYisrael excludes avloba achirim, not where there are non Yisrael that are involved. So we have over here five separate cases in the Mishnah, all of which seem to be saying exactly the same thing. Where the Jew owns the mother and gives the rights to the Yubur, or the Goy owns the mother and the rights to the Yubur, or the Yisrael, or there's a Shituf, or there's a Kabbalah where the owner is the Yisrael, or Kabbalah with the others. I mean, basically, the bottom line is that you've given some element of right to mother or child to the Akum. Is it really necessary to belabor the point, out kitekach, to list five separate cases? Ask the Gemara, kol hani lomali. Why do we need so many different cases? Says the Gemara, every single one of these cases is essential. The itana lokeach, suppose it only would have said, in a case where somebody, the opening case, somebody buys the rights to the ubar. So I would say, okay, you know why you're patur in that case? Hava minim shumitakam maita lala kiddusha. When you buy the rights, you are actually drawing a fine, strapping animal into Kedusha. This is how Rashi understands it. So that this animal, when it's born and leads a long life as the chamor of a Jew, will be carefully keeping Shabbat. Because after all, there's Shvitat Behemah. And so, why should we be upset with you? You seem to be doing something very nice. And therefore, we're not going to be geyser that you should have to also suffer and pay for something that mi'ikar adin your potter on, because it's only b'Yisrael. So since you're mighty lala kiddusha, that's fine. But where you would be selling the rights to your uber, then that would be a very naughty thing to do, because this poor uber, instead of being born into a fine Jewish family of chamorim, is going to be born into a goyish family of chamorim, watching its friends work on Shabbat, learning a world of secular. I mean, what a terrible way for a donkey to grow up. And so because of that, maybe we should be kenes you and tell you, you bad boy, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to buy this back and you're going to have to pay for the coin to get it. So maybe over there, maybe we should give you a fine for doing such a terrible thing. You'd have to buy the Ubra back, you'd have to pay to the Kohen. Therefore, we need to know that even in a case where you were a bad boy and you had your Ubra that could have grown up in a fine Jewish Chamor home, growing up in a non-Chamor home, you don't have to pay for the bad thing that you did. This is how Rashi learns. This is what Rabbi Gershon also learns like this, that the question all along here of being Maite Likidusha or Afuke Mikidusha is bringing it closer to the possibility of Kedushat Bechor or furthering it from Kedushat Bechor. So in other words, had you not sold it, it would have been Kadosh B'Kedushat Bechor. Now that you sold it to the Akum, you're removing it from the Kedushat Bechor. And therefore, I would think that maybe in that case you would be Chayiv to be Kenes. Fine. Okay, then the next case. And why do we need to list the case of having any shutafut with the guy? Well, that's lafuki and Rabbi Yehuda. That actually comes to teach me that our Mishnah is going not like Rabbi Yehuda, who says later on that shutafut of an oved kochavim is chayevet bevechora. He holds that actually you do not potter the animal from bechor peter kamar. And therefore, he says that you have to estimate the value of this uber and give half of it to the kohen. That's his shita, because it's owned half and half. Comes along the Mishnah, this is very important for us to know, comes along the Mishnah to say, there's no such thing as half and half, giving half of a bechor to the kohen. Kamash v'lan, that it's a complete tur, pituram and abechorah, across the board. Okay, and then the next case, the case of a mekabel, lomali. Well, in all honesty, the case of the Mekabel per se is not a chiddush. But since it was necessary to write the last case, fifth case, which is Hanotein lo bekabalah, so it already mentions HaMekabel. Yeah, and what's the big chiddush about Hanotein lo bekabalah? Remember what that means? You give it over to the goy to deal with the mother until the babies are born, and then you're going to split the vladot. So why do I need that case? No, of course I need that case, because look, it's Saka Daita Ramina. Ho the Iker Behemoth Yisrael hi, Liknesei Diamati Lechlufi Bevema Achrite. There you've got serious problems. You are keeping 100% all ownership in the mother, correct? Now, what you've done is, however, is essentially, I mean, as far as anybody looking at this thing is, a legal small letters in which, yes, it's completely mine, except that the rights of that which would come out of this uterus belong to somebody else. Now, that is something that is easy to confuse with an animal that doesn't have the small print attached to it, right? So, atilach lufe bibeim achrite, you could easily convince, you may have, let's say, 20 chamorim in your barn. It's not obvious in any way because you are continuing to use this chamor the way you would use any chamor. The goy has no rights in it. It's yours entirely. So that is something that is so easily confused with another animal to pater from bechor, where there is no pater from the bechor. So therefore, I might think that type of behavior is unacceptable, and we should give you a knas that you'd have to pay anyway, even though, technically speaking, that's a minor technicality, you're not chayav in the bechor. Kamashmon, that even in that case, we don't have to worry about. So we have a chiddush in 4 out of the 5 cases. And the other case that isn't included, that din of a mekabel, that we understand that already. We want to keep the Mishnah parallels. We talked about Konam, Mocher lo, he bought it, or mekabel, or he gave it to Kabbalah. That makes sense already. Now, the question is, when we had the Iker din of not selling a large animal to a goy, and we say specifically large animal, even though the Gemara mentions in Avodah Zarah the possibility that there should also be an isser in selling small animals because of the fact that they are so useful for sexual purposes, and goyim like doing that. So we ought to aser that kind of sell, but we said that the akum is chasal behemto and doesn't like using it for that because it could cause reproductive problems later. So that, I mean, that we'll see their baby remuzim to this sugya bit as we go along. But right now we're talking about large animals. So over there, it says in the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah that it's usher to sell a large animal, behemagasa, to a goy. And it says over there that Rabbi Yehuda is matir bishvura. Rabbi Yehuda allows you to sell an animal with a broken leg that's not going to be useful for working, and therefore it's sort of the equivalent of selling him an animal just to shech. So since the entire basis of the Yisra over here is the fear that this animal will also, in another case, a similar animal, you may lend it or rent it, and it'll work on Shabbat. But since it's got a broken leg, nobody can extrapolate from this particular deal that you could give them an animal that might be usable on Shabbat. So there, Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't have to worry. Ben Betera says, you also do not have to worry about selling them a horse. Because in those days, horses were not beasts of burden. There was no such thing as a milk horse. There were only riding horses. And for burden, people used the chamor. So in that case, since, what's the chashash? The chashash is that you're going to use this horse on Shabbat. Yes. For what? For riding. But even if a horse carries a human on Shabbat, it's not really doing carrying, because the klal is achai nosei et atzmo. So if you carry a child on Shabbat, it's not an iser dioraita. So therefore, there's no basis to be geyser, since this is an animal that is never used for doing real melacha on Shabbat. That's Ben Bitera. Anyway, getting to our sugya, the question is, what would Rabbi Yehuda hold about the case in the Mishnah where it says you're not allowed to sell an ubar? Would Rabbi Yehuda agree, or would Rabbi Yehuda say an ubar? An ubar is the same thing as something that's busted. Obviously, an ubar is not used for work. So what would be the din? Ubar ma li om Rabbi Yehuda. What would Rabbi Yehuda say about this case? Taima de Rebbe Yehuda Hatam de Shari Mishum Shvura is the entire issue that since the animal is Shavur, therefore it's recognizably not Roy for Malacha, Ubar Nami Shavuru. So in that sense, vis-a-vis doing work, nobody considers this to be a deal for work. O Dilma, Shvura is Lavainu Urche. Maybe the idea of Shvura is not only the idea that it's not going to work, but that it's very evident that this is an abnormal deal. Because people think, well, an animal with a broken leg, I must hold that to him for shechting purposes. And so therefore, they're not going to get it mixed up, because it immediately takes on your thoughts about what is that? What is that all about? What a crazy deal. So it's unique. Mashenkei, selling an Uber is perfectly natural. Ubers happen all the time. So because of that, an Uber hainu urche. Maybe in that case, Rabbi Yehuda would be moda that it's usser, and he would concur with our Mishnah. Because kivan dahainu urche, we could not go an Uber shavur. What would be the din? Says the Gemara, well, isn't it evident from the Mishnah what the din would be? It says in the Mishnah, Toshma, ha-mocher lo afa pishe'eno reshai. And did you hear a peep from Rabbi Yehuda? Huh? Did you? When it came to the mission in Avodas Kochavim, where over there it says, Eino Rishai, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Matir Bishvura. How come Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say a word over here? Clearly because he agrees. So, I mean, why isn't that your answer? Velo Polig Rabbi Yehuda. Excuse me, but continue reading, sir. The next line says, Vamishtateflo. You get into a deal of partnership with a goy, or Hamekabel Mimenu Vanotenlo Bikabala. Now, does it say over there Rabbi Yehuda argues? No. Also Lokatani. Are you going to conclude that in that case he's also Lopoli? We know that he is going to argue. We're about to see it in a Braita. Ella Poli. Velokatani. It's clear that Rabbi Yehuda may argue in some of these cases, and nonetheless, the Mishnah doesn't say anything about it, so who's to say he doesn't argue in the opening case? And the Mishnah doesn't say anything about it. You can't bring a raya from the omission of Rabbi Yehuda Pollock, because maybe we're only concerned about the Iker Din of selling. That's in Masechet Avodah Zarah. So over there, we're going to discuss. No, Rabbi Yehuda says it's more to the... But where we have a separate halacha, where we're talking about Dinim of Bechor, I got to go all the way back and start telling me, oh, by the way, those little words that I threw into the Mishnah, Afa Pishen Rishai, which are really completely an aside in our Masechet, the Afa Pishen Rishai. So I got to go through the whole thing now, who agrees with it, who disagrees with it. Maybe this is not the time and place to discuss it. You want to know what the din is, Rabbi Yehuda? Go back to Masechet Avodah Zarah, take a look at the Braita. You can't bring a riot from the fact that the Mishnah didn't bother mentioning it. Okay, let's take a look at the Braita itself. Tashma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hamikabil Beimah Min HaOved Kochavim V'Yaldah. If somebody had made a deal that he's going to take care of a mother animal, and here we're not talking about chamor, we're talking about regular din kedushas bechor beimah torah. So he takes a cow from a goy, makes a deal that he's going to care for the mother, and they're going to split any vladot. And indeed, the mother has a child, a male, which is a firstborn. Says Rabbi Yehuda, what you got to do over there is you estimate the value of the animal, and since it's a half a bechor, basically you're going to have to give that. Noten chatzi damav lakohen. Now, there's no real, in that case, ability to bring the animal on the mizbeach like you normally would with a bechor. We're talking about bechor bein matora. Because there cannot be kedushat aguf, where half of it belongs to the goy. How could you be makadish the goof? But at least to give the value of the bechor to the kohen, that you should do. So the half that's yours, you give. But what about where you gave the mother that you owned to the goy? So you were noten lo bekabalah with the same agreement. The goy will take all the trouble of taking care of the mother until she delivers and split the vladot. Oh, that's a big no-no. And over there the din is, you did it, Alpha Pishen or Rashai. You shouldn't have done that. Now, the din is konsinoto in this case. We give the guy a knas, because he did something he shouldn't have done in giving over this behemoth for the Ubrim. And he's going to have to buy back the vladot that he agreed to give to the guy. And it doesn't matter if the guy is smart enough to refuse to sell. He can force him to pay up to 10 times the value. Adas Rabid Damav. That's the knas. And then I'll have to give the whole thing to the Kohen. So Question, by the way, there's a machlokas rishonim. When we say us to give the whole thing to the kohen, is that part of the knas? As Rashi learns, because in the previous case, you only give half to the kohen. It's really half that belongs to the akum. Or once we're mechayev him to buy it back, then it's mi'ikar adin, the way Rabbi Gershon learned. Because now it's really a bechor in the hands of a Yisrael. He can't split the kedusha of the bechor. So now he has to give the whole thing to the kohen.
We're talking about the matanos of some of the shutif and the those then patur legamri. Here we're saying by bechor shukus is not a tour.
This is Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, that's what we said before. Rabbi Yehuda argues about it. You're right. In our mission, it says patur you completely. Now, what do we see in this case? That it says afa pisha eno rishai in giving it to the akum. So now, what was it that he did wrong? Saying eno rishai. What did he do wrong? Has he given the goy any rights to the mother? None whatsoever. So what would be the chashash that somebody's going to rent a working animal? The goy can't use this for anything. Doesn't belong to him in any way. So obviously, what's the problem? The problem is that he gave him rights to the Uber. And yet Rabbi Yehuda, who is the author of this braita, says, Afal pi she'eno rishai. Now there's your answer. Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds that you do not have a right to give an uber to a goy. Same exact problem, and we clearly do not see it as the equivalent of shvura. Proof. Says, well, how do you know? Maybe it's talking about over here that it's because you gave him the behemah. It's on the behemah, but really there wouldn't be an iser in just selling an uber. First of all, that's not the case. Because behemah is lashon nekeva. And over here it says damav. You have to asra b'damav. It's damav. So damav, it says, you give half of its damim, or noten kol damav. We have twice that word. So doesn't it say asra b'damav? It's so fine, right, Damea. I mean, that kind of thing people can easily confuse. So read it as Damea. But it also says, Noten kol damav la kohen. I mean, how the heck did a kohen get involved? What are we talking about a kohen? If the thing you did was wrong. Since it was wrong, pay a kohen. Since it was wrong, pay a kohen. Since it was wrong, pay a taxi man. What is it? Obviously, it's because of the Uber and the dinner of the Bechor, not because what you did wrong was for the mother. It's ridiculous to say give it to a Kohen if that's the case. If the issue over here is what you had done wrong was given rights to Behemah, Kohen, my avidity, how the heck did a Kohen get involved in this discussion? Well, no. When we say the Behemah, obviously we need to be talking about a case where the goy did have rights to the Behemah. Otherwise, the whole thing is silly. What we're talking about when I say the Behemah, what I mean is, how come I ask you, you gave an animal that is pregnant with a dual deal, right? So we said, look, you take care of this pregnant mother, fatten her up, and then the added value in the mother and any children that it will have, two separate rights you have. 50% in added value. So we make a estimate today of a professional estimate, get an assessor in. Today the animal is worth $130. If in 9 months from now the behemoth is worth $180, then you take $25, I take $25. If the animal had a child by that time, you take half the blood out, I take half the blood out. So in this case, the goy does have rights to the mother, correct? So that's what it's talking about. Since you did something wrong in giving over the mother, maybe not in giving over the uber, but migu de katsinu le abeimah, katsinu le a uber. Once we will give you a knas on the behemah, we'll give you a knas on the uber as well. So initially, when we said my lava ubar lo abehemah, that was a little bit of a strange case. So anyways, we'd be talking about over there, we thought, we gave you over a behemah for rights to possible uberim that may appear, but that currently don't exist. That would maybe be the meaning of the uber. Anyway, so we don't have a raya from here because we don't know exactly what the case is. We could certainly consider a case where it would be obvious that Rabbi Yehuda would hold its usser, where there's no indication about whether we would hold an uber as usser. So this is not a good raya. Ravashi, I'll bring you a raya. Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda matir bishvura. Take a look at the lashon of the braita. The reason Rabbi Yehuda is matir bishvura, referring to the case in Avodah Zarah, is because once an animal breaks a leg, there's nothing to do about it. they shoot horses, don't we? So therefore, if that's the case, it's only because eini yechola lehitrapot. But in a case where yechola lehitrapot, it would be usur. Now, an uber is certainly included in yechola lehitrapot. In other words, ultimately, fine, you're looking at it as an uber. Ubers don't stay ubers forever. They have a tendency to get born and then to do the things that you weren't supposed to put them in a position to do. And therefore, obviously, Rabbi Yehuda would not be going on the current situation. He's going on the ultimate situation. And this Uber is not a Shvura by that standard. And there's your answer, Rabbi Yehuda himself. Uber namik yacholi trapodami shmami. Now that settles it. Rabbi Yehuda clearly would have included Uber in the Isser. So when the Mishnah says Afa Pishenu Rashai, it means Afa Pishenu Rashai, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda as well. Now, this entire sugya, in a parallel universe, appeared slightly different, and there it appeared as a commentary on the Mishnah directly. And here's how it goes in that parallel universe. Now, ikedamat ila matnit. The Mishnah says, amokherlo, afal pisheino rishai. Ask the Gemara, shall we assume, lema matnitin de loka Rabbi Yehuda? Does that mean that our Mishnah that says that you're not allowed to sell the Uber is not going alibi to Rabbi Yehuda? Because since it says it's done in Avodah Zarah, the Rabbi Yehuda's matir bishvura. So then over here, Rabbi Yehuda would argue on this Mishnah. To which the Gemara answered, no. Afilo tema Rabbi Yehuda. It might be going like Rabbi Yehuda too, because look, Shvura, the deal is that he's matir only because that's not normal. Lavainu urche, and it won't be confused with the rent a chamor, or a lend a chamor. And this case, however, an uber, which is urche, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would be matir, and therefore the Mishnah could be going even al libet Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda omeram bekabel beimamin hovik hachovim v'yolda, ma'alino to b'shovyo. V'notein chatzit amav lekohen, v'notein lo bekabalah, afa pishenu rishai, kotzinoto, ad asarab edamav, v'notein kol damav lekohen, which proves our contention that Rabbi Yehuda is meida, that indeed you cannot sell an Uber to a anybody, to a goy, and therefore the Mishnah would definitely be going alib to Rabbi Yehuda, as we suggested. Because my love, when it says, even though you weren't allowed to do this, it was referring to the Uber, like I told you. And that means the Mishnah is going on Libet Rabbi Yehuda. No, that doesn't prove it, because maybe it's going on the mother. Same parallel circuit. How could it be going on the mother? It says Damav, and the mother would be feminine. It should have said Dameha. So fine, so say Dameha. But it says Notenko Damav La Kohen. If the problem was selling the mother, how did a Kohen get involved? So then Ibeh Ma Kohen Mayavirat, eh? Well, it's talking about over here that you sold a pregnant animal for two separate rights. One for fattening and sharing 50% of the added value, and the other one for raising the vladot. So, since what you did for the behema was wrong, and we'll give you a knas at having done the wrong thing there, so therefore, kansina leya uber also, even though you didn't do, maybe, Rabbi Yehuda holds you didn't do the wrong thing. I don't think so, but you can't prove from here that he holds you didn't do the right thing. Maybe it was because of the mother that we're kansina the uber. And here too, in this parallel universe, came along Ravashi with his raya. Toshma. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, it's amazing how little changes and just a slight quantum variation here. So Rabbi Yehuda, everything seems almost exactly the same. Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda Matir Bishvura, Mipte She'ina Yecholah Lehitrapot, Mashma, that if it was Yecholah Lehitrapot, that it would be Asur. Well, an Uber, Hai Uber Nami Ki Yecholah Lehitrapot, Ami, Shmamina. That concludes our proof that indeed an Uber would be Asur, and therefore our Mishnah is indeed going Alibet Rabbi Yehuda as well, and that answers your initial question. This is the correct two dots. Yes. Iboilo. Now, we can ask, and this we can ask according to any approach. Iboilo. Suppose you sell a Behema for the rights to its Ubarim. What would be the din in such a case? And we can ask that question, both Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda and Aliba de Rabbona. Are you allowed to sell a behema for its ubre? This behema is talking about not a pregnant animal. At this point, you've sold nothing. It's not like our Mishnah where there's an Uber and you're selling the Uber. I'm not selling anything. All I'm selling is an option, basically. If the animal gets pregnant, then you will be the owner of the Vladot. We can ask this Ali but Rabbi Yehuda, because it's true that Rabbi Yehuda was Mater Ashvura. Ad kan lo kasher Rabbi Yehuda ela Bishvura. Rabbi Yehuda is only Mater a broken animal, but that's because nobody's going to confuse a whole animal with a broken animal, right? So over there, the lo atya lachlufe. You're not going to come to sell an actual whole animal in that case. But to make a deal on a shlema, even where it's only a very limited deal for the rights to the ubarim, so over there, maybe it's aser. Or perhaps, mashvura de paskamine. Look, if you are usher normally to sell, and Rabbi Yehuda nonetheless says, but you can do a complete sale. Paskamine. Paskamine means you have no rights left to this animal at all. And nonetheless, he allows you to sell it because of the fact that it's broken. So then, if you have all the rights left in this behema, and remember, this behema is talking about not a pregnant animal. At this point, you've sold nothing. It's not like our Mishnah where there's an Uber and you're selling the Uber. I'm not selling anything. All I'm selling is an option, basically. If the animal gets pregnant, then you will be the owner of the Vladot. So you can't tell me I sold the Uberim. There are no. I'm not selling the mother because he can't even use the mother. He can't touch the mother. So the question is, do we say that Rabbi Yehuda is looking for something that is not a norm? So either the fact that it's broken, that is something that distinguishes us from a normal sale, or the fact that it's not a sale distinguishes it from the normal sale. It's only an option. So it could be that Rabbi Yehuda would be mater either way. If he's going to be mater, a real sale, just because it's shvura, so kol shekein he should be mater, a non-sale, where it's only an option, even though the behemah is not distinguishably different. I didn't sell the behemah. That's one way of looking at it. Or, perhaps, we could say that ad kan lo kasher Rabbi Yehuda ela bishvura. Maybe it's because it's so obviously, immediately apparent that this is not a normal animal. So how do we look at it? And I can ask the same question, Rabbanan. I could say, look, maybe the reason Rabbanan asked a shvura is because it's a real sale. The paskamine, I sold a shvura. They don't allow sales, period. But options? Maybe even the Rabbanan allow options. I gave you no rights to anything right now. We signed a contract. You get nothing for this contract except an abstract right in the future, right? People are going to confuse options with sales? No. I think not. Maybe. No, but over here I'm selling the right not to something when it comes, but to the animal for the purposes of when it comes. That's different. It represents a right in the animal for something that isn't here yet. The animal is here. So do we say, Ad kan lo kasher Rabbanan ela bishvura? Why did the Rabbanan asher a broken animal? Because it's a real sale, the paskamine. But a shlema, in this case, you didn't sell anything. It was lo paskamine. You only sold an option to the Vladot Sharu. Or maybe just the opposite. If even a shvura, which is obvious and nobody's going to confuse it with a normal animal, and de lo ati lach lufe aser kosher came to make a deal on a behema shlema, where the regular guy who sees you signing this contract, he doesn't know the details of options versus sales. What do you think he is? A derivatives manager? So this guy, he's not going to know. And therefore, for sure they should aser it. And therefore, that would make it aser libet rabbanan. Now, wait a minute. You just said the reason the Rabbanan said that you can't do it is because people will come to confuse the case? That's not the Rabbanan's logic. The Rabbanan themselves give a different logic. What are you doing to me over here? Time to Rabbanan Mishum Achio? You want to take a look in the Braita and the conversation between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda and see what they're really thinking, because they're not thinking what you're thinking. There it says, Amrul al Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, why are you matir a shvura? Because in your mind, selling a shvura makes it obvious that it's only being sold for eating purposes. Why would somebody buy an animal with a broken leg, for God's sake? What are you going to do with it other than eating it? That's ridiculous. You can use it as an incubator, impregnate it, and keep the blood out. So it won't do work in the field. It'll sit in the barn until... And therefore, if you're going to leave it around, to use as a reproduction machine. So how are people going to say, obviously he's selling it for meat? That's not true. So therefore, we don't agree with your logic. Valomar bi'inalea, can't you get a male to mount it and impregnate it, and then it'll give birth? So that's the logic of the Rabbana, not because people are going to confuse it. Alma mishum ubreahu. That's the problem. No, that isn't the real problem. They were saying, look, Reb Yudah, frankly, according to us, your opinion is ridiculous. Mi'ikaradin, helchikom, look, time adidan, we believe that people are going to confuse sales with sales. They don't look at questions of broken legs, not broken legs, and so on. But even you make no sense. You, time adidan is b'shum da'at yelach lufi b'beima. But you, at, what's your reasoning over here? My time a sharita. Because you're saying, well, it'll never get better, and you're cholit rapot, and nobody's going to... And therefore, Commander Zovna Lashkita Dami, it would be the equivalent of selling an animal for meat. Obviously, you're allowed to sell meat to a goy. The Kivan. Now, we're saying, no, that's not true. What do you mean selling it for meat? Why don't we look at it as selling it for having vladot? V'halo marbi'ina le'avioledet. The Kivan marbi'ina le'avioledet, since you can impregnate it, therefore, mashallah, you're going to leave it around, and once it's left around, nobody is going to know the difference between, oh, wasn't that Joe's animal? I remember he bought it at the sale back in Harrowby, you know, and they're going to what? They're going to say, yeah, but it had a broken leg. It was only for, what? That was 3 years ago, Johnny boy. So therefore, your logic makes no sense. To which Reb Yudah replied, when I see it happen, I'll worry about it. So Rabbi Yehuda said, "Amalu lekishite leg." Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda knows that an animal with a broken leg refuses males because it's a natural. If it can't carry properly an uber, so then it has a biological responsiveness not to get pregnant. Then it will not be mekabel at the zachar. Because of that, he says, I'm not cheshish for that svara. So what's your problem? It's going to get confused. People don't get confused between a shvura and a shlema. Okay. So we don't have an answer yet to our question about whether options are considered to be sales. Let us see from the following. Tashma. V'hanotein lo b'kabbalah. Now, the Mishnah, we talked about the case. Notein lo b'kabbalah. Did it say in... Do you not recognize that noten lo bekabalah is the full equivalent of selling option? You're giving an animal, and you're saying, if it ends up having a child, then you'll split the children. We'll split the children. I give you no rights to the mother. What is that? That is basically the equivalent case of selling a mother for the options on the child. In one case, he's paying you by doing work. In the other case, he's paying you by giving you a check. But it's just a nicety, whether you call it Kabbalah or Mechir of an option, right? Because every Kabbalah is essentially Mechir of an option. You have zero rights now, not to mother, not to baby. And you will get rights when this mother has a child. And does it say in the Mishnah, Afal Pisha in Orishai? No, it doesn't. So apparently there is no problem when it comes to Kabbalah of not being allowed to do it. In which case, there should be no problem of using an option device, a cell for possible Ubrim that will appear later. There you go. Says the Gemara, there you don't go. Because according to your Svara right now, then when the Mishnah said, V'hamishtateflo, so you'll say, well, it doesn't say Mishtateflo, Afapisha Edo Rishai, does it? Must be that you're allowed to make such a deal. But we know very well that you are not allowed to make such a deal. So when it says, Amishtateflo delokatani, it also doesn't say anything about it. Hakanami derashai, would you say you're allowed to make a deal of shutafut with a goy? The Omer Avuah de Shmuel, you can't make any deals of shutafut with an akum. Asur la'adam shi'aser shutafut im ha'oved kochavim, shema yitchayev lo shivu'ah. Because if they end up in court, then this guy is going to be told, do you swear by God? And they'll say, by Hare Krishna or whatever. And at that point, you're going to be gurim to be over on lo yishama alpicha. It doesn't say you shall not say it. It says you should not be gurim to hear the names of Avodah Zorah. And therefore, be nishba lo b'shem avodat kochavim shelo, va'torah amra lo yishama alpicha. Ella, what are you going to say? Well, it doesn't really have to say you're not allowed to. It already said, Michira, you're not allowed to, and you're supposed to understand yourself that, and these other cases also you're not allowed to, right? So, Ella Tana Michira, v'hu adin l'shutafut. So, shutafut is like Michira, that's all. So, Achinami, maybe Kabbalah is the same thing. Tana Michira, v'hu adin l'kablanut. You can't bring a raya from there. It could be that the Mishnah is using one example of Michira. Why on Michira? Mashna Michira, the Nakat. The Iker Michira, the main issue would be in terms of Michira. That's the basis of all of these terms. A type of Mechira. That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos says that makes no sense. We just said that the problem of Shutafut is taking an oath in court. What does that have to do with Mechira? You can't say because it looks like Mechira. That has nothing to do with the Yeser. Therefore, says Tosfos, when it says Iker Mechira, what it means is the most obvious Yeser is in terms of Mechira. And therefore mentions it there. But, I mean, this is a much more subtle question. Is it going to come to go to court and so on? Okay, so it mentioned an Isser in the Mishnah, and you're meant to extrapolate Isserim wherever Isserim would be applicable. Halokei achu bar chamoro shelo v'kochavim v'amocher lo afa pisha eno reshai, v'amishtatef lo v'amekabel emeno, v'anotein lo b'kabala, patur mena b'chora shenamar b'Yisrael li, kol b'chor b'Yisrael. And Dafka would be Yisrael of Alobakiri. Call Hani five cases Lamali. Tzrichi. Di Tanalo Keaka. Okay, Avimina Rishubit Kam. Haitala Lakidusha. Why should you suffer? You're doing the right thing. Avamocher. The Kamafka Lamikidusha. Either because it's going to grow up in a secular Kamor family like Rashi, or because it's going to be Rochik from the Kedusha's Bechor like Rabbeinu Gershon. Ema Liknese. Kamashmalan. Vamishtateflo. Lomeli, that's clear. That's Lafrikan Rabbi Yuda. Rabbi Yuda holds the foot of a kochavim is still chayavet bibichora. Therefore, the Mishnah comes to tell me, kamash me pturim in abachora. And what about the case of vahamikabe? Lomeli? Well, that case we don't really need. Babishum de kaboyim mitni vanotein lo bekabala. And why do we need that case? Anotein lo bekabala lomeli. Oh, no, that case is it. Sakadate kaminaho viikarbe imadi Israeli. Therefore, liknesay, because dimati lichlufe, bivemach rite, that he has, and it doesn't have the small print printed in its ears for him to identify the one. That's patur min habechora, gamash malan. Tlanatam, Rabbi Yehuda matir bishvura, and ben beteraz matir besus, in the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, where it's talking about the ikar din mechira. Now, our question is, Iboilu, what is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion about an uber? Ma'aliyom Rabbi Yehuda. Time at Rabbi Yehuda Hatan, the Shorim Mishum Deshvura, and it cannot work, in which case, Ubernami Shavurhu, or is it because Shvura is so clearly Lavainu Urche? Mashenkin Uber, Kibedainu Urche, he would not be Matur that, because Lav Shavurhu, Toshma. Vahamocher lo hafapisha in a Rishai. Do you see Rabbi Yehuda arguing? Velo Polig Rabbi Yehuda, clearly he doesn't argue. Nu Velo Taimech. Vamishtateflo, Vamekabel Mimenu, Vanotainlo Bekabala, it also doesn't say, Rabbi Yehuda argues. Are you going to assume the Loktani, Okinami de Lopolik? We know that he does argue in the Braita, Elopolik Velokatani, Okinami, maybe, Polik Velokatani, so we have no right. Toshma, Rabbi Yehuda, Mamekabel, Bimaminovik, Ochavim, Vialda, Malino Tobeshavio, Vinotain Chatzita Mavlakohe, Vanotainlo Bekabala, Afal pish ino reshai, oho, koncino to adasara bedamav, v'noten kol damav lakoin. Now, I assume that the part about ino reshai is because of the uber. No, maybe it's abeima. Wait. Then it would have said dameha, wouldn't have said damav twice. Ha damav katani, so tni dameha. But it says noten kol damav lakoin. Ibeima, how did a kohen get involved in anything? Kohen maya vidate. For dual purposes, also the pituma, the migo, the kansinaleya beima, kansinaleya uber as well. So we have no raya yet. Om Ravashi, I have a raya. Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvura, mipnei she'in ha'yecholah lehitrapot. Ha'yecholah lehitrapot. It would have been Asra Afil, Libet the Rabbi Yehuda, on a normal sale. Well, I would imagine that an Uber is certainly a Yacholei Trapot, dummy. It's going to be born. and then ultimately could do melacha. So therefore, Shema Amina, Reb Yehuda would certainly have answered with an Uber. The entire discussion directly on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Va'mocher lo afa pisha eno rishai." Ask the Gemara, shall we say, "Lema batita delok Reb Yehuda"? Because after all, Reb Yehuda is matir b'shvura, and I would assume an Uber is a shvura. No, afilu tema Reb Yehuda shvura lav einu urche, but an Uber einu urche. Tashma Reb Yehuda omer hamekabel be'mamin avei kochavim v'yalda ma'alin oto b'shavyo v'noten chatzi damav lakohen v'noten lo b'kabalah af pishen orashai. Consinoto ad asra b'damav, v'noten kol damav lakohen, my lava uber, lo abeima. Beima, it says lashon zachar damav katani. So tni damea. V'noten kol damav lakohen katani, v'beima kohen my avidete. Akva mayaskinan, kegon di yoiv beima ma'abarta lepituma, debiga de kansinaleya beima, kansinaleya uber. Om Ravashi Tashma Reb Yehuda Matir Bishvura Mipnish Inna Yechola Lehitrapot. Ha Yechola Lehitrapot Osir. Va Uber Nami Ki Yechol Lehitrapot Ami Shma Mina. Iboilu. What about taking an option? Machar Beima Leubreha Mai. So right now there's zero ownership of the animal to the goy. No Uber, no mother. Tiboile Reb Yehuda, Tiboile Rabban. Because at kan lo kasher Reb Yehuda ela bishvura, de lo at yalach lufei, ava shelemad at yalach lufei aser. Or perhaps we'd look at it as the exact opposite. We could say, look, shvura, even in a case of poskimine, he's matir, koshikain shlem in a case de lo poskimine. And Tiboile Rabbanan, at kan lo kasher Rabbanan ela bishvura, de poskimine, ava shlemad de lo poskimine sharu. Or perhaps the point is a shvura lo atilach lufi asri, koshikena shlema, where there's a technicality, the atilach lufi. But that's not the basis of the rabbonim because of atilach lufi. Taimin rabbonim mishum achiyu. Don't the rabbonim themselves say a different reason in their discussion in the brighter with Reb Yehuda v'Tanya, amrula the Reb Yehuda v'alo marbiina le'avioledet? Alma, it seems pretty clear that the problem is Mishumu Breahu. No. Look, honestly, Reb Yehuda, we disagree with you fundamentally. And time had done Mishum da Atilich Lufe, Bibehema, normal Behema. But you, to my time of Sharita, Mishum da Enya Choli Trapot, therefore its command is Avnala Shvita Dami. I mean, why not take note of the fact that you could always impregnate it, and Marbina Levi Yoledet, and therefore, given the Marbina Levi Yoledet, Mashlevi, you may have a whole barn full of these kind of animals, in which case everybody is going to know that you've been buying, the Jew has been selling these animals, and therefore they certainly are going to end up being Matir, the Mechira, or the Hashala, Naskara, of an animal. Amar Lahu said, rebuked to them, when I see it, I'll believe it. Look at Shetelei. Why? So we have no raya from here. Tashma, hanotein lo b'kabbalah. Now does it say, alfa pishen rishai? And do you not acknowledge that notein lo b'kabbalah is precisely the same case as selling an option? Exactly the same. Except in the option you're getting a check, and in notein lo b'kabbalah you're being paid in work. But the bottom line is, no rights accrue at this stage to the akum. And it does not say over there, Alpha Pisha and Rishoy. No, there's your raya. No, that's not a raya. V'latamech. It says over there also, V'amishtateflo. The lokatani. You're going to try to tell me that that's mutter, the Rishoy? V'yom ravud eshmuel, asur la'adam shi'aser shutafut, ima oved kochavim, shema yitchayevlo shivua, v'nishba lo b'shem avadat kochavim shalo, v'atora amra lo yishama alpicha. Ella, what are you going to say? Well, Tana Mechirav Adin LeShutafut. No, if that's the case, Achinami. Tana Mechirav Adin LeKablanut. So, Maishna Mechirav Denakat, the Ikar Mechirai. Which means either the basis of the Isser is Mechirav, or like Tosis, the most obvious case, is Mechirav.